Well, we are going to pivot now before we do our greeting time into, we want to share just a bunch of updates. We've carved out 15 to 20 minutes in the service today. And I just want to get you caught up on kids ministry, week of fasting and feasting, some of the socials that are coming, our 101 class, financial updates, Good Friday, connection groups. And so we decided this is the Sunday. And if you don't like hearing me talk, well, don't worry. I'm not preaching today. So you just got to get through this next time, and then you can catch your breath. So first, kids ministry update. Yeah, most of you are aware, we are actually in a job search right now. We're looking for our long-term kids director, and that search is still ongoing. But in the meantime, we've actually had some of our own come to us with some willingness to help and some ideas. And when we took a look at this, we thought, man, this would be a win. Like, we'd like to support this. And so we have a couple of people that said we'd like to help tag team and lead some things in this interim time. And so we actually approached them and said, would you be willing to come on staff as interim leaders while we continue our job search? And they said yes. And so next week during our service, we're actually going to lay hands on Debbie Smith and Grace Windsheimer. And because they're stepping up in this season to help. Yeah. And so we're excited and we're grateful. And so we're going to have a special prayer time next week. And so they will be our interim kids directors for the coming months. So that's kids ministry. More on that next week. I'm taking these kind of in the order in which they're coming. So the week of fasting and feasting. So that actually starts. It's not this week. It's the week after. And we've started off each year with the week of prayer and fasting. Normally, we do this in January, and we did a kind of a scaled back version in January. But we're doing a larger version of it here in March. And a number of times in the past, I've preached on fasting. I'm not going to do it this time because we've done it a number of times. But I do want to remind us, why is it that we fast? What Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, that when you fast, your heavenly Father will reward you. And when we read through scriptures, we see that there's a number of rewards that are given for fasting. I just want to highlight two of them this morning. So if you're new to this, like, why would I do this? Why would I skip a meal? Like, that doesn't sound fun. Well, maybe skipping the meal is not fun, but the reward from the Heavenly Father, that's a good thing. And one of the rewards is the reward of strengthened prayer. Frequently in scripture, fasting accompanies prayer. I'll share two brief instances. Ezra fasted for safe travel. This was actually a pretty big deal, the trip they were going to have to take. And he says, we fasted and we implored our God for this, and he granted our entreaty. King Jehoshaphat declared a national fast. They were faced with an army way too big for them to conquer in their own strength. And God answered. As a result of prayer and fasting, God said that they would, quote, not need to fight in this battle. And the Lord set an ambush against these foreign armies who had come against Judah so that they were routed. And we see that the fasting and prayer work together. In fact, one theologian wrote that fasting is the first cousin to prayer in the sense that together they are the ordained means by which God is pleased to give us what we need. So we fast in part for strengthened prayer. And then another reward I wanted to highlight is the reward of feasting on God. In Matthew chapter 9, Jesus is asked, why aren't your disciples fasting right now? And he gives this answer. He's like, can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. So Jesus was the bridegroom. And he's saying, right now, this is the celebration time. The things that my disciples right now, they have access to my presence. They're seeing my power. If they have a question, they can just ask me. I'm right here with them in relationship. So they don't need to fast right now. But the days are coming when I'm going to be leaving the earth. And then they're going to have longings for me. They're going to long to experience my presence. They're going to long to see my power. They're going to long to hear my voice. And fasting is a way for us to press into those longings. They're a way for us to satisfy our longings for God. It's a, there's a certain sense in which fasting is also feasting, not on food, but feasting on God. And that's one of the things that the fasting, we kind of kick away our props that we normally look to in life that kind of keep us going. And instead, we just throw ourselves on God and say, Lord, I'm going to feast on you. And so that's why we fast. It's because it's part of strength in prayer, and it's just a way to press into God and a way to feast on God. The theme of our fast next week is going to be to weep with those who weep and rejoice with those who rejoice. And so the first part, Monday through Friday, is going to be focused on petition. Who's in a hard situation? Who's hurting? Who's struggling? Who has longings? And maybe that's you, maybe that's someone else, but we're encouraging people to set aside a meal or to give up your lunches or to take a day, do a 24-hour fast, or some of you might want to do all 3 days and do a fast. And this is a time for us just to press into God and to petition him on behalf of those in our midst and those in our lives who have needs. And the building will be opened those 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If you want to come probably between 10 and 3, I'll send out an email this week. You can come into the building if you'd like to pray here. And that the first part of the week is going to be culminating in Wednesday. So not this coming Wednesday, but the following Wednesday, we're going to have a prayer and worship service. We're actually going to be coordinating it in with we have an Empowered by the Spirit class that's been happening on Wednesday nights. And there's going to be a time where we can pray together. We can worship together. We can pray for one another. And so that's the first part of the week. And the second part of the week is a time of rejoicing. And a time of celebration. And often in our life, isn't it true that there's hard things going on that need prayer? But then there's also ways that God's shown his faithfulness. And there's a place for prayers of praise, prayers of gratitude, prayers of thankfulness. And so the second part of the week is going to be focused on that. And we're actually going to have a feast together. March 21st is going to be one of our CPC dinners. That's Friday. So more on that in just a moment. And so the first part of the week is to weep and to petition. Second part of the week is to celebrate and praise. And the Sundays that bookend our fast are going to reflect this. So this next week, during our time of worship, we will actually have a time of some lament where we read some of the Psalms about, man, God, where are you? You know, I long for you. Life is hard. We're going to lament together. And then the following Sunday, we're going to have kind of much more high energy, celebration, praise type service. So that's what's coming up. I encourage you as we go into this fast, first off, to participate in some way. Figure out what is it that you want to pray for? And what is it that you want to praise God for? And then come up with a plan. Are you going to give up a meal? Are you going to go without food for a day? When are you going to pray? And then trade your physical hunger for prayer. So during that time of fasting, whenever you feel physically hungry, use that as a prompt to go to God and say, okay, God, I actually hunger for you right now more than I hunger for food. That's why I'm denying food. And then pray for whatever it is that's on your heart. Like, God, I want to feast on you more than I want to feast on food. So that's coming up. I will put this into an email form this week. And but starting next Sunday, we'll have a time of lament during that service and also our normal service. And then the week of prayer and fasting starts Wednesday night. There will be prayer and worship here. Friday night, there will be a social here. And that brings me to the next thing I want to talk about, which is socials. We're in a season where we're really wanting to focus on just kind of reconnecting and getting to know one another. And so we've been doing some dinners and some receptions, and we're going to keep doing that. So April 6th, we're going to have our next CPC reception after service just out there in the lobby. So you can just plan to stick around, hang out with people, get to know people. And then we have another CPC dinner coming up March 21st. This is going to be tacos this time. And we figured out a couple things last time, how to get the lines a little bit shorter. And we thought last time went great, but we think this next time we can get even a little bit better. And so 6 o'clock, Friday, March 21st, we're going to tear down all these chairs and we're going to put the tables back in. We had like 150 people come to the last one. And so we're going to do it again. You need to sign up. So the QR code, you can actually right now scan the QR code, go to the dinner, and it's $3 a person or max $12 per family. So if you're a family of seven, just sign up for four and pay for four, and then the three extra can come. And we're not really carding people. So you'll be fine. I would encourage you, invite friends. We brought some friends last time. It's a really good way, especially if someone's maybe trying to figure out what they think about God, what they think about Jesus. Just let them come and hang out with God's people and get their foot inside the building so they see it's not all that weird in here. And I would encourage you, this can be part of an evangelism strategy. And just along with this whole theme of connecting, be finding ways until our connection groups get started, well, even when our connection groups get started, find ways to connect organically. Stick around after service for a little bit. Talk to people. Invite someone to go out to lunch. Have people over to your house. I invited the music team over to my house. Like, no agenda, just come hang out. Kids teams could do that. Greeting team could do that. Just hang out. Get to know people. Connect. Reconnect. All right. CPC 101. This is coming up. Also, CPC 101 is our version of church membership. Ephesians 2 says that we're members of the household of God, which means that the church membership is not a club membership. Like I'm a member at Costco. No, it's a family membership, and it's God's idea. And it's through putting our faith in Christ and being baptized, we're not only joined to God, but we're also joined to his people. And so our GPC 101 is our membership class. It's actually for two different groups of people. If you're new here and you just like, I just like to find out more about CPC and what's our vision and what are the values and what are we going after? You can come even if you're not ready to join and be an official member. It's designed partly for informational purposes. Also, if you've been here like, yeah, I'm in, I want to commit, I'd like to be a member. This is the way that you do that. And it will take place Tuesday night, April 1st is part one, and Tuesday night, April 15th is part two at 7 o'clock, and we'll have tables set up in the back room. So that's CPC 101 coming up. All right, take a breath. Still got some more to go. I'm not done yet. Wiggle just a little bit. All the stuff is important. And so Good Friday. I'm as excited about our Good Friday service this year as I've ever been. I think this is going to be a powerful service. We're going to be combining with Lilac City Church. And so we'll be joined back together with them, and we're working together on the service. And there's going to be scripture, drama, singing, video, the Lord's Supper. It's going to be a special time. So it's April 18th at 7 p.m. right here. So just want to highlight that so that's on your calendars. And then obviously Easter will be the following Sunday, the 20th. And then we're moving back into connection group season. Yes, that's right. It's good. We're excited about it. We've had some leader training that's going on, and it will be finishing up this month. Craig and Michelle Wheelers, you want to just wave real quick? There's Craig and Michelle. They have been leading some of our coming leaders through some material, and those leaders will be ready to lead groups after Easter. The mission of our groups, here's the sentence that we have come up with, is to provide a safe place for biblical community where people connect to Jesus and care for one another as they come together around God's word and prayer. And we're aiming to do just that, and we're excited for that. And so those groups are going to kick off the last week of April. So if you're wondering when our connection group's going to start, it's the last week of April. And one of our groups is looking for a host home. So at the moment, we're not looking for leaders, but we have a leader that lives out a ways, and it would be better if they could lead at a home that's closer. And so if you are interested in being that host home, come talk to me or Mitch, because that would be helpful to us. Well, at this point, I'm going to invite our treasurer, Mark Henry, to come up, and he is going to share a bit about our finances.
Thank you, Barry. One of the things I was going to say is last week, Mitch alluded to the fact that some parts of annual meetings are boring. So I'm glad that we've got that over with, and now we have the excitement part. So I'm going to keep you on the edge of your seat, or at least five of you, for the next couple minutes. Go ahead, Sean. So this first slide is just kind of a summary of our total giving that's happened over the last 3 years. fortunately, I was hoping to see that. But basically, it's, you know, we've grown from $370,000 in total giving 2 years ago to last year just being over $500,000. So I appreciate how you all have responded, that you're sharing your time, talents, and treasures to help us minister here in Spokane. And also, that money is also being used to impact refugees across the world, also building churches, building church networks here in the States and CPC. And I'm sorry, in Spokane and Lilac City as well. So there's a lot of impact that your treasures are helping to support. So thank you for that. Yeah, I think that's it, Sean. Go ahead. And so again, this is just kind of a summary, kind of a thermometer of where we're at. This is kind of our bank balances or where our reserves are. So this is of January 1 over the last 3 years. And you can see that we've got our reserve of at least January 1 of 2025, about $160,000. So that allows us to have money, you know, in the bank, kind of emergency fund, but also that $160,000 gives us about a 4 to 5 month window of having money in the bank that we can do things, that we can strategically plan for how we're going to proceed in the next year, that type of stuff. So that's been healthy for us, and that's very appreciative. And again, this is just a quick summary of where we're at expense-wise for the last 2 years. You know, I had the last 3 years on a couple of other slides, but the circles are too big when we get 3 years, so I'm just going to two. But basically, the interesting part about this, the last 2 years, our percentages of expenses are almost identical, where the, you know, our leasing expense for utilities for the building roughly is 25% of our total cost. We've got our salaries and staffing, which are in the 56% wise. And then also we've got our operations and ministry. And, you know, to point out, salaries are not operations and ministry. Salaries are helping to do the minister work. So it's not, we've only got $20,000, you know, that small amount of percentage going to ministry. It's all ministry. And so we appreciate that. The only differences that you'll see between 2023 and 2024 is just a total amount. Percentages is the same, as I said, but the amounts are increased by about $70,000, $76,000. And if you look at what's happened in the last year, with our support of missions, with our support and of Lilac City Church, those costs for missions have increased, which is great. That's what we want them to be. Some of you may not understand or know or see, but we got a new projector this year of something that was failing. And so that's one of those things that, you know, a projector up here is not an $899 thing that you can go click it, get at Costco. It's significantly more expensive. The other thing is just with our lease and utilities. I mean, part of our leases in 2023 were underwritten or paid for by Grace Christian Fellowship. So 2024 is really the first year that we've been completely on our own. So that's why our rent and leasing has increased with that. So again, just a little snapshot of what we did. So going back to 2024, in our original budget, well, it doesn't have our original budget. The giving was $500,000 essentially, and our total expenses for the year were $517,000. And I guess you may look at that and went, oh, well, we overspent. You know, actually, last year's giving brought up, we had projected a $45,000 or $50,000 deficit last year, but because of your guys' increased giving, we dropped that to a deficit of only $17,000. So thank you again for that. Again, that helps us to strategically plan. We're not out there simply spending money because we've got some figure on the book. You know, we're strategically doing spending and doing ministry. Last slide. So then again, this is a 2025 snapshot. Our projected giving this year is $460,000, so less than what we had project or what we had got last year. But in a lot of that is the Lilac City Church factor. You know, they took resources, they took people, and I don't want to say they took. We've given them, they're investing them. And so so that's why our giving is projected to be a little bit lower this year. And then also our expenses, again, those will be a little bit lower, but we are projecting, again, a deficit this year. but we have the reserves. Again, we're being strategic and trying to be the best steward that we can with what you've entrusted to us. So thank you.
So I wanted to follow up with just some additional financial comments because Mark brought us up through January 1st and of this year, and now I'd like to bring us current. So we had planned, we were planning to have a reserve of 170, and then we knew that 50,000 of that was going to be depleted for Lilac City. Like, we wanted to invest in this church. We were giving away some people, and that giving would affect our income, and then we wanted to give a little extra to help them. We finished the year not with 170 in the bank, but with 160 in the bank. And so then with the kind of the $50,000 deficit, that would, if things went the way we were thinking at the end of 2024, we would finish this year with about 110,000 in the bank. And we like to have about 3 months of operational expenses in the bank. That way you're not having to release staff or something. If you have a little downturn, you know, you can kind of figure out a plan and you can think ahead. And so we had planned, we had budgeted for the Lilac City people to leave. We knew how much, okay, they're given this much. And so we're going to have to factor that in. So January and February, it's like, God, how much should I share? We've always been super transparent. It's always been only wins that we've shared. So January and February, we knew that a certain amount was going to be gone. And so we budgeted for that. The giving dropped by triple that. And so at the moment, this is a little bit new territory. I'm hoping this is just a kind of a temporary blip. There's been low months before, and then sometimes the next month they get caught up. But we've had two low months in a row to the point like that's a $30,000 difference. And I don't think this is going to continue this way. If it did, we would actually run out of money in about 7 months. I'm thinking this is just a temporary thing, but it does have my, like, I'm keeping my eye on this. Like, okay, what's going on? Do we need to course correct? I don't want to wait till we run out of funds to course correct. I've been thinking through what maybe is going on, and I don't really know. It's possible that we supported so many different missions organizations in October, and maybe people pulled away from the church giving to do that. I'm not sure. Maybe Lilac City, people are supporting Lilac City, and there's been a transfer of funds. Maybe some people are not happy that we planted. I don't think that's what's going on. It seems like there's a lot of excitement about what's going on here. But if you have insight that maybe I should know, I'm just inviting some feedback. It's possible that some people thought, hey, we made it as a church. I was helping us until we made it, and now we planted. So maybe I'm not quite as needed. Maybe some people's finances have changed. I'm not aware of any of these things going on. I just want you to know, like, okay, these 2 months are very different than our previous 8 years. And so just be aware, be in prayer. If you have the ability to kind of help with that deficit, then please do. At the moment, we're not really worried. The Lord has come through so many different times when it comes to finances. We're making the exact same financial decisions we always have been. We knew it was going to be a big sacrifice to give away people for the Lilac City church plant. And that's what we do. Like, we're not only generous when we have extra, we're generous because God's generous. And his big K kingdom, big C church, that's what we're about. And so we're going to continue supporting these different organizations. So in general, we've been very excited about, you know, the we've been stewarding well. We've been pleased to see what the Lord's doing with finances, and all the way up through the end of 2024, things have been kind of progressing the same. For the last 2 months, maybe it's just a blip. Maybe it's not. Just want you to know, be in prayer. And with that, our annual report has come to its conclusion. And so take a couple minutes, stand, greet those around you, invite them to lunch with you after church today. And then Mitch is going to bring the word in just a couple minutes.